This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight, killing 14 people as friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenar Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The United Arab Emirates is not prepared to support a post-war plan for Gaza without the establishment of a Palestinian state. Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan tweeted on X on Saturday. Iran says it launched a satellite into space with a rocket built by the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Iran described the launch Saturday as a success, which would be the second such launch to put a satellite into orbit with that particular rocket. There was no immediate independent confirmation of the launch's success, nor did Iranian authorities immediately provide footage or other details. Meanwhile, Iran continues to enrich uranium to nearly weapons-grade levels, raising concerns among non-proliferation experts about Tehran's program. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged prisoners of war, with each side releasing 103 people. The Interfax news agency cited Russia's defense ministry as saying on Saturday. This is VOA News. The United States federal government is warning communities that they're running out of time to use billions of dollars in pandemic relief funding. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Time is running out for local governments to use their share of the American Rescue Plan passed in 2021. The Treasury Department's reminding municipal leaders the $350 billion awarded to communities to help spur their economies during the pandemic must be obligated to specific projects by the end of this year. If not, the money has to be given back. An Associated Press analysis finds about 20% of communities have dedicated only about half the money they've received. Some show 0% committed to specific projects. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The aftermath of flooding in Nigeria's northeast is raising alarming humanitarian concerns. The flooding has killed at least 30 people and affected more than 1 million others, according to national emergency officials. Timothy Obizu reports for VOA.
Zainab Abdullahi woke up to chaos in her community the night of September 10th as floodwaters swept in. She gathered what she could and fled with her 10 children, but two got lost along the way and she hasn't seen them since.
When the floods came, some neighbors were helping me carry my children because there are too many of them, but we lost two of my daughters in the whole chaos. One of them has six children. We don't know where they are.
State officials say dozens have died and up to 1 million have been seriously affected. Timothy Obizu, VOA News, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria.
Two Indian soldiers and three militants were killed in separate encounters in Jammu, Kashmir, weeks ahead of assembly polls. The decision to hold regional elections for the first time in a decade comes after India's Supreme Court upheld a decision by the government to scrap the region's special status. Indian Army Commander Sanjay Kanoth.
The operation continued into the morning when our troops, in a very professional manner, engaged the terrorists and neutralized them without causing any collateral damage to civilian life or property. In this operation, a total of three hardcore terrorists were neutralized and a large quantity of warlike stores were recovered.
The soldiers were killed in action in Kishtwar district on Friday, while the militants were killed in a joint operation by the army in Jammu and Kashmir police in Baramulla district on Saturday morning. At least four people have died, thousands of homes have been damaged, and hundreds of others evacuated after flooding in central and eastern Europe on Saturday. Residents of some towns along the Czech-Polish border were evacuated as rivers rose past alert levels. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.